We ain't gonna eat that. Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
Just you try and make us.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that.
Come on.
Oh, no. We ain't
we're
gonna
both
eat
nauseous
that.
And drunk.
Oh, we're not gonna eat that anymore.
I feel I weigh 220. Mashed potatoes. More green bean casserole.
No.
Stop it.
And
casserole.
Are you still awake?
No.
I brought you a cupcake.
Wake up.
For Thanksgiving, he didn't count on making a new friend. In the end, his family couldn't kill the friendly, curious young bird who gobbled back when spoken to. If you got to know a turkey, would you have the heart to hurt him? This Thanksgiving, give a bird a break by serving a vegan feast. Visit PETA.org for tasty free recipes and to order Paul McCartney's favorite Save Turkeys t-shirt.
You're about to enter a new dimension of experience. You will venture to a place beyond imagination, where both space and time deform into grotesque realities.
Here is the actual sound of a person who's just finished dining at Kingston's Seaway Restaurant.
Hello. Hello, baby. Hello.
Wow. You're some operator.
I was born in a basement in 1959.
Editor's note. No filter or increase in tape speed were used for these scenes.
Without you as the liaison between McDonald's Corporation and the customer, we're dead.
A free candy bar for every child that knows what grows in the secret garden. The answer, of course, is love, hope, and happiness.
Thank you for letting us introduce you to one of the finest entertainment products available, and happy motoring.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. Happy Blackout Wednesday. Happy Drinksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving Eve.
Why Blackout Wednesday?
That's what they call it now.
Everyone's blacking out.
Because everyone, all the high school kids come back.
You tell? Non-drinker here. Hello.
Yeah. All the high school kids come back and get drunk at the local bar.
Right.
And it's one of the deadliest nights of the year for drunk driving accidents. And they now call it Blackout Wednesday. So, you know, it's like Black Friday, only it's blackout. Yeah. Whatever. Here's what I'll tell you. Here's what you need to know. This is one of the biggest weekends of the year for breakups. Like, all those high school couples that, like, one of them goes off to college or they go to different schools and they're like, oh, we'll make our long-distance relationship work. Done. Over.
Derek, you know, it's very bad if you're breaking up with Molly on the air the night before Thanksgiving.
Especially,
that's awful.
Especially while she's pregnant.
Yes, especially
while she's pregnant.
Especially given that she's with child.
Yeah.
So here's my advice, all of you freshmen who are just back.
Does Derek know that you're pregnant?
Yes.
All of you freshmen who are just back.
It'd be weird if you told him you're pregnant on the air right now.
Go hit up the house parties. Make your move. They're vulnerable. Whoever it is that you're interested in, they're freshly broken up and looking to have some rebounds.
Listen, I'm down for it. If you tell me where these house parties are,
yeah,
I mean, hello.
I don't know. I'm out of that whole thing. For the rest of us.
What are we supposed to do? Dot and I are supposed to just drive around all night?
Yeah.
For parties?
Yeah.
What do you say?
I brought a couple of pamphlets.
I would say you can just skip the parties and head right up to the Sylvan Street Grill in Danvers and get in all kinds of trouble up there.
Well, I don't think I'm good.
It is the 50th time I have sat behind this microphone to talk about Black Friday deals, and I am joined tonight by Dot Dwyer.
Hello!
Squanto. Daniela Capolino.
Hey now.
My pregnant wife, Molly. Hello, pregnant wife. The lovely and talented Chase Blaine.
Hello.
Chris Earle.
Hello.
And Winston Kidd.
Hello.
So every year we do this. Every year I go through these Black Friday deals, and I'm going to tell you, in the 15 years that I've been doing this, I mentioned this on your show earlier, Chris, This is the worst year.
The worst.
Ever.
I knew it.
They didn't even bother. They didn't even try.
I like to think that they did it to piss you off.
I don't know why they're doing it.
Or do you think Amazon has the market?
Everybody's like, oh, just go to our website and get the deals now.
Yeah.
It's like, what?
Well, but yeah, I was going to say, I literally just took advantage of a Black Friday deal that happened like just today, now.
But yeah. I heard a statistic earlier today. I don't know if this is true or not, but it's America. It's dumb. I'm willing to believe it. 138 million Americans are going to go out shopping on Black Friday. That's like a third of
so,
it. That's
so more 138 than a, well, million Americans are morons.
But it's also family tradition for most of them, I would think.
Yeah, a lot
not
of them.
Not for
I think
me.
They
I mean,
that.
I never
and
really
they all
did
go
it.
To the cheese afterwards.
Yeah.
And they go to the nines.
Sure.
Where
yeah.
else do people go to eat? Because I don't have a life. I don't know.
Bertucci's?
Bertucci's? Bertucci's.
I'm starting Black Friday with a mimosa, is what's happening with me.
I'm starting it with a bong hit.
Because I'm getting lit up on wine.
What do you mean
on
like Friday?
It's my tradition.
I'm just kidding. Friday, I'm going.
That's two days from now.
Save, right? Listen, I got to get through tonight first. All right?
That's right.
And then tomorrow.
Blackout Wednesday.
Have a real blackout
Savers,
Wednesday.
That's what I'm doing on Friday. Savers is having a sale on Friday.
Savers is great.
75% off.
I got
all
a
bottoms.
Nordstrom. I got a Nordstrom jacket for $14. $500 jacket, brand new.
You're not doing that this year. I'll tell you that right now. So, I did find what I could. And there are a couple of interesting things here. Those of you who are wondering what happened to the free firearms, I may have found a free firearm.
Yes.
Oh, good.
There are a couple of rules off the top. No surveillance devices. Okay? So whether it is the Amazon Fire Stick or the Google Home Assistant or the Facebook Echo Dot, if it is spying on you, we're not talking about it.
Oh.
No Nest thermostats. If it is web-enabled and is being used to gather information about you to share with retailers and the federal government, we're not talking about it. That's a
Derek
bad gift.
Four words.
Stand for it.
Four words to ruin Thanksgiving. The stick is blue.
That's it. That's yes. And we're looking for four words to ruin Thanksgiving. I'm also going to tell you.
It's yours again, Dad.
The standard deals everywhere right off the top.
Joke.
Okay, so these are the deals you're going to find no matter where you go. The Keurig K-Select single serve coffee maker. This is the classic Keurig design.
For you loners out there,
yeah.
Single serve.
No, it's like it's a small Keurig that
so,
just makes one cup of coffee at
right.
a time.
I have to tell you, every Keurig makes one cup of coffee at a time. I have
right,
a single
right?
serve.
Yeah,
one.
I was going to say we yeah. have
I think
work.
I bought it last year for like $50. Best $50 I ever spent.
Oh, yeah.
But
yeah.
it's really stupid.
Now, Keurig
stupid.
Has never made more than one cup, have they?
No.
Well, wait a second. Weren't they around during World War II?
Keurig was?
I think
yeah.
so, yeah.
This
I think it's a pretty old company.
This is a great coffee maker.
We won them in the war, don't you know? Hello.
This is a great coffee maker for people who love coffee and hate the planet because
yeah.
those yes. little plastic cups are just killing.
I know how to clean
you
one.
You know what I like actually better is that Nespresso.
Nespresso.
Is that what it is?
I
yeah,
love
my dad
my
has
Nespresso.
One in there. Awesome.
Any of those for sale?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah, there were a couple.
That's expensive.
And you can actually get the new Virtua, the bigger one, for like $100.
Really?
And I think Macy's had that, and JCPenney had that, and maybe Best Buy.
I also have to share this. Nest Tea is back.
No, it's
remember
not.
The Nestea plunge?
Nestea is back.
They're going to be making the Nestea in the thing. Yeah, it's coming back.
Is that like the ice bucket challenge? The Nestea?
No, the Nestea is back.
Is the Kool-Aid man going to come?
NBev, yeah.
Crashing through the wall?
No, it's really and Nestea is back. So next summer you'll be able to take the Nestea plunge all over again. Nestea, right. For those of you who don't know, is iced tea in powdered form.
Yeah,
and it's served in a glass.
See, I kick it old school when it comes to coffee makers. I have one of those ceramic filter holders that you put on top of your cup. And then, like, reusable filter. And then you just pour, like, from the kettle, you pour water over it.
I use a French press or I use a stove.
I was
going to
say, or I have
espresso machine.
I use something called Dunkin'.
I don't drink a lot of coffee, and I don't have the counter space for half of this stuff, you know? It's like my Vitamix, and that's about it.
Oh, Vitamix is nice.
The Keurig, if you want to give somebody one, it's going to be $59.99 everywhere you go.
I don't know anybody that I would want to pay that much for a gift.
You know what I'm saying? It's not a bad gift.
$59.99.
Seriously, Chris, you wouldn't buy me one? I mean,
If I had the cash, I'm a little light on cash this year.
Oh, okay.
The second one that's going to be everywhere, the KitchenAid Artisan 5-Quart Mixer.
Nice.
$279.99. That's your price to beat. Pretty much everyone's got it at that price.
Wait a minute, what is it?
$279.99.
The KitchenAid.
That's the Artisan 5-Quart. That's the nicer one.
And that's something you want to crack open early if you're going to do baking or whatever for Christmas.
The PlayStation 4, I don't know why you'd buy it at this point, but you can get it for $200, basically, $199. And it comes with The Last of Us Remastered, God of War.
Japanese boy that will play for you.
And Horizon Zero Dawn. So you're getting three games with it. You're getting it for $200. If you don't have one yet, guess what? The PlayStation 5 comes out next year. Mm-hmm. So maybe you sit and wait on that. But if you want one, it's not a bad deal. The Shark Ion Robot, the most controversial gift this holiday season. The Ninja Shark people are being sued by Boston Robotics, the iRobot people, who maintain that they just stole all their designs and made a cheaper robot.
That is such a 2019 problem.
So who needs a Roomba when you can get the Shark Ion for $179.99?
Yeah, but you don't get the same kind of quality and manufacturing that you do with an iRobot.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure you do, actually.
But this is the thing, you need the hardwood floors, right?
Yeah.
You need hardwood floors, so if you got rugs, you're not really supposed to use it, right?
Low pile carpet.
I know is I live dangerously close to both of those companies.
Mm. I have shag carpeting wall to wall, so I can't use that.
iRobot and Boston Dynamics are both within 5 miles of my home. And
apparently a Roomba sucked up.
All set with a robot dog.
I live like Squanto.
Apparently a Roomba sucked up a small dog's tail. Nice. And the dog's tail got stuck in the Roomba, and the police showed up and described a scene where the dog was howling, the woman was screaming, and a baby was crying. And they were just like, this, don't
the woof ba.
Oh, hold on, I gotta Instagram this.
Yep.
So, we begin with what used to be the big boys. Walmart, nope, they're not doing it this year. Here's what we got.
Black Friday?
We got a 65-inch 4K.
Let's boo them like Melania.
They invented this. It's sort of like taking their ball and going home. Whatever.
We got a 65-inch 4K TV, $278, but it's made by some company called On. And it's On with two N's.
Oh, God. Never heard of it.
Have you ever... I've heard of Panasonic.
Yeah.
And I've heard of Toshiba Sonic, but I've never heard of On.
O-N-N, huh?
Yeah, so they got all these cheap TVs, but they're made by some brand that you've never heard of, and you don't want to buy that.
But they're also for the people that want to come in and say, hey, I bought this giant TV.
Yeah, it doesn't matter
that it's an On.
I guess you could leave it out.
It's the size.
I guess you could mount it on the side of the house, and when the weather ruins it, you don't care because it was only $300, but there you go. There's your TV deal. $15 off Apple AirPods.
Yeah, I don't understand these things. I've been an Apple product guy for a long time, but I don't get the AirPods.
Oh, they're awesome.
You like them? Yeah.
Yeah, well, because like it's the sort of thing, they work really far away, so if I'm like walking around my kitchen or something, trying to do stuff with my hands, there isn't the cord all.
Yes, yes.
And you don't have to carry your phone around with you.
That's cool.
Yeah, like I really like that. Like when I'm at the gym, I'll go to get like the spray bottles, clean the machine. I'm like, I can just leave my phone on the machine.
How long do they last though? couple hours, or you had to charge them every day?
They last a while, and well, the thing is, when you charge them, it takes like 20 minutes tops to charge it all the way up. And
then that could be a good gift for me.
Your ears really quickly.
You think they fall out of the ears?
If you go like this, they're gonna fall out.
Not for me. You've got weird ears, man.
Winston's got big ears.
You got some caves in there, son.
I got the big ears.
I think I'd be okay because I have a lot of hair in my ears.
Oh, yeah.
So it adds the cushion, so it would hold it in nice.
Braid that.
Nobody has the AirPods on sale.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody.
I mean, do they go on sale? I feel like we don't.
No.
Apple stuff hardly ever goes on sale.
They'll do maybe
5 or 10% off.
We want you to pay full price because we're that awesome.
They're just, they're new, they're popular, they're not on sale. So if 15 bucks off that product is a big deal to you, then, well, hey, Walmart will set you up. Everybody has this deal. They have the Nintendo Switch for $299 with Mario Kart 8. Those of you who remember last year's show may recall that you could get the Nintendo Switch for $299 with Mario Kart 8.
Wow, it's the same thing, huh?
Not only is it the same deal, it is the same product.
Yeah.
And this is a problem because a lot of the early Nintendo Switches were buggy.
Oh, they're bad. Yeah.
They had some issues. They've since updated them
Nintendo's
and made them
always
better.
Been like that with it seems everything.
These aren't those.
Yeah.
These are the same old generation Nintendo Switches that didn't work last Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Repackaged in a new box with the same deal.
And they're not going to work this Christmas.
They're not going to work this Christmas. Don't buy that.
There's one for $200. There's one for $199 at Target right now.
That's the light. And the light is a different animal. I don't even know. Can you look that up and see if that will actually connect to a TV?
I didn't know that. They have a Nintendo Switch Lite. What does that do?
The controllers are it's a single unit, so the controllers are permanently mounted on the sides of it.
Yep.
And I don't think it actually works with a television the way that a Switch does. The beauty of the Switch is it is a portable and home console. And it's one of the coolest things I've ever made.
Yeah, I don't think it hooks up to the TV.
The new light is just a portable, and it's like a foot wide. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not like you're going to stick it in your pocket and be like, anyway, I'm going out for some gaming.
If you're looking for a gaming system, all your own Nintendo Switch Lite is ready to hit the road whenever you are.
Now, the one cool thing that I'll give Walmart, if you're into this, and I don't know, some people like these. This is the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles Arcade 1-Up Cabinet. Now, for those of you who aren't familiar, Arcade 1-Up is a company that makes smaller versions of old arcade cabinets, complete with arcade-style controls. It comes with the screen and all the rest of that.
The artwork.
The problem,
is it just like more compact to the wall?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's small.
The problem with them is the normal ones, when you set them up, the controls are about 2 feet off the floor. So you either need to sit on a stool or kneel.
Yeah, they're awkward. Yeah,
if you're an adult.
They're not proportional to the size of the person. I mean, they're good for children. That's about it.
Or you can spend $150 to get the riser.
Right. They give you a riser for like $150.
Yeah, which brings it up to a normal adult height.
Which is basically just a piece of cardboard, pretty much.
Yeah. So Walmart has, and this is one that's going to hit a lot of nostalgia buttons. Walmart has Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. The Konami game, which if you were in the arcades in the 90s, you remember Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Mm-hmm. It's the one that you and your three buddies would throw quarters into and just punch stuff all day long. $349 will get you this. It is a Walmart exclusive. They're the only ones that have it. That will make somebody happy. So, you know, if you want it, you got to go there. We got the movie deals. We find out what died at the box office this year. Toy Story 4 apparently did not meet Disney's expectations because it's $4 on DVD at Walmart.
Ooh. Good movie, not a great movie.
$4. Other failures from this past year. I think Aquaman, they've just sold so many of them that they're not really looking to do anything with that anymore.
That was okay.
Yeah, it was not good.
Yeah. The Lion King, Blu-ray, $6.
That's the live action Lion King.
That's the live action Lion King. Godzilla, King of Monsters, Blu-ray, $6. Yesterday, which I know bombed at the box office.
Oh, it's a good movie.
$6.
I heard that was really good. Yeah, I was surprised that bombed.
Yeah. $6.
That's worth buying.
Go get some.
If you're a Beatles
fan. Yeah, I was going to say, I'll just go get it myself.
Yeah, that's worth saying.
The remake of Pet Sematary, $6. So not a good year for those
you
movies.
You can bury it.
Hey, yeah.
I was going to say, they pay you $6.
Yeah, you can't ever throw that movie away because it just comes back. Now,
ooh, four words. The stuffing's gluten-free.
Now, I mentioned the deal on the Keurig, and I mentioned a couple of places might actually beat that for you. Walmart. They've got a slightly different version of it. This is the Keurig K Compact for $40, which pretty much does all the same things that the classic will do, and it's, you know, $20 cheaper. So that's a nice way to get yourself a Keurig. And if you don't have a Keurig and you hate the environment, highly recommend it. It makes mediocre watered down coffee in the most environmentally
if you want a quick cup of coffee, yeah,
hostile way possible.
Mm-hmm. I prefer the old fashioned way.
I'm going to jump ahead to Best Buy because, once again, not impressed. We got a couple of Samsung TVs that are $350 off. One is a 70-inch. The other one is a 75-inch. The 70-inch comes down to $550. These are 4K TVs, but they are also LED TVs. And that is not the technology that you are looking for at this point in time. You want OLED.
Yep.
No one really has sales on OLED. You can get like $100 off on one somewhere. This isn't the Christmas for that. So this is not the Christmas to be buying televisions.
So what is the difference between LED and OLED?
There's another letter in OLED.
Yes.
LED.
OLED. Short for organic LED television.
Mm-hmm.
Every pixel on the screen generates its own luminescence, so it makes its own light. On a standard LED TV, there is a backlight. And if you own one of the big ones, which I do, and you watch movies, which I do, you quickly discover that that backlight is a real pain in the neck because you don't ever get blacks and you don't ever get real contrast. You get this, when scenes go dark, you can almost see the backlight shining at you.
Right. Is that that pixelated, like that weird?
And that's when the TV goes right in the trash bin.
Yeah. And I've got a modern...
Get a new one.
I don't have...
Derek is so disgusted with this technology, I'm shocked it's still allowed to be in the house.
I don't have a top-of-the-line Sony, but I have one of the better Sonys. Mm. And it's like...
It's called an O-Sony.
Yes. It's the Sony On.
It's the Sony On.
Sorny.
Yeah. It's the Sony Michelle model, I think. No.
Yeah.
So... If you're looking at a big TV, I strongly recommend staying away from backlit TVs because they
I'm not going to go in smaller for a TV. I don't want to go back.
Well, you're a girl. You're like, do they still
what
make?
Does that mean?
Do they still make the 20-inch TV?
What's right. a TV?
Yeah, no, no. It's every woman I know owns a 20-inch TV, and they're totally dot. What, no, how big is your TV?
I have a 37.
27 inches.
Nice.
See, the only reason that mine is smaller,
27 minimum. Inches of color.
I would say the only reason mine is smaller. Yeah, like mine, I think is 25.
Five.
No, but that's because I had a budget, and it was I could get a huge one or I could get a smaller one that was a smart TV.
I think mine's like a 32 so to 35. Yeah. Does that sound like a 32 inch? For
yeah,
sure.
I
just upgraded to a color
the
TV.
The reason is because it's proportional to the size of the room. I'm not going to. Why would I get a 60 inch TV? And my living room is 10 feet wide. That makes no sense.
Don't even talk to them about anything less than the Cinerama model. All right.
You
wanna, I mean, that's
you want to watch movies.
I need big. I want giant TV.
Yeah.
And
you want sound?
Well, then I'm
going
to come over to your house and watch Mr. Robot. Then.
So here's what I'm going to tell you. You know, look, $350 off of Samsung isn't a bad deal.
Yeah.
But this isn't a TV that you're going to want 2 years from now.
Right.
Yeah.
And it isn't discounted enough that it's worth going out to Best Buy.
This is the trickery of Black Friday, though. It's getting you to buy something that's actually not a great deal because it's absolutely about to be obsolete or some sort of...
It is a want and not a need.
Yeah.
That's the way I go now.
It's all trash.
It's a want and not a need. If I need something, that's one thing. If I want it, you don't buy it at this point in life.
I am not hitting my neighbor over the head with a shopping cart to get $350 off that TV. And that should be your measurement for Black Friday.
But for a free gun.
To your credit, though, Derek, you would do it for free.
Yes.
So.
Yes. But in the context of shopping.
Here's what you do. Is you hire a little kid to get in line at the Black Friday thing and go through the line and tie everybody's shoes together.
Yeah.
I watched Jingle All the Way the other day. for the first time. I had never seen it.
It's, and that's when they're in line.
I had to watch that on an airplane.
That's the movie where Anakin can't use the Force.
Yes, yes. So I didn't watch the whole thing. I have to say that. I watched the first 45 minutes and then I shut it off.
Yeah.
But I was like, this would never happen now. Like, never. It's just like looking for a toy in all these different places. And it's kind of interesting. It's
my
like,
aunts
wow.
always tell the story about when they used to buy his when they went to buy his Cabbage Patch and they're like,
yeah.
Full on brawls.
I remember that.
Oh,
yep.
Man.
Yeah. Getting shoved into the mm-hmm. shelves of the...
I turned up two Cabbage Patch Kids
Cabbage
that Christmas.
Cabbage Patch was a big deal. Nintendo was a big deal.
Tickle Me Elmo. I remember that was
an
insane year.
Tickle Me Elmo was a big one.
Mm-hmm. I think it was in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. That was the thing.
Here's the one thing that that might be good at Best Buy. Microsoft didn't really do a deal on the Xbox One this year. I think because they know the new one's coming out next year, and it's like, why really do it? So if you want one of these, and you want the latest one of these...
We all know Dot does.
I can't wait, yeah.
They have the Microsoft...
Here. I should be out buying
it. Well, wait till you hear what it comes with. It's with the latest game. It's with the latest game.
They have the Microsoft Xbox One X. That's the good one. That's the one that does 4K, and, you know, it's fancy, schmancy, latest hardware. Mm. 1 terabyte hard drive with Star Wars Jedi Fallen Order. That game just came out. That game is getting rave reviews. Mm-hmm. Apparently, that game is really awesome. So if somebody wants an Xbox, somebody needs an Xbox, like
right.
they went away to college, they poured pina colada on the old Xbox, and they need a new Xbox.
There you go.
Go get them one of these.
Want a new Xbox. You don't need a new Xbox.
Yeah, you might need a new Xbox.
You never know.
We got the same the same movie deals over at Best Buy.
Ooh.
Once again.
Pikachu.
4K Ultra HD.
Height.
I don't know who even has that, so we're going to skip that. $4 Blu-rays. Yeah, not surprising. Justice League. Well, that
hated
was that was a great movie.
Yeah, hated it.
A Star is Born.
I liked it.
Rain? I good. Liked it, too.
Yeah.
But good. It's $4.
Let's all sing Shallow.
Shallow. Deadpool 2, $4. That's a good deal. Lego Movie 2.
I'll wait for it to show up.
$4. Mission Impossible Fallout. Didn't that
fantastic.
Come out? Didn't that come out this summer?
Last summer.
Last summer.
Yeah, fantastic movie. Loved
that's,
it.
I haven't seen that yet.
Yeah, it's good.
$6.
I haven't seen the first one.
That's good, too.
What else did we have in here? $10 Blu-rays. This is actually one that I'd say go spend the $10 on it. Alita Battle Angel. Not a lot of people saw that in the theater. It's a good movie.
Didn't see it.
Men in Black. Don't spend $10 on that.
Didn't see it.
That's the new one.
I'm just going to tape
X-Men
it on my
good.
VCR off of USA when they run it back to back on Thursday, probably.
In a sign of how far the mighty have fallen,
yeah.
Game of Thrones, the complete 7th season.
Hey, that's one I need. $10?
$10.
That's pretty good.
On Blu-ray.
That is good.
The 8th season was awful.
Yeah.
I love the show.
I was just
going
to say, they're trying to temper they're trying to temper the hate for season 8, so they're like, we'll give you season 7 and
$10. Yeah, it was a shame.
Oh, remember how Walmart had The Lion King live action for like $6 on Blu-ray?
Nobody wants
yeah,
that.
It's 17 at Best Buy.
Wow.
So don't go buy that.
Nobody wanted it for $6. Never yeah. mind 17.
Don't go buy that
here's,
at
here's
Best Buy.
Here's a good question, Derek. Will Best Buy honor... Walmart
no.
Black Friday deals.
No.
Why not?
Sure. Yeah, they're just going to look at you like, go to Walmart if you want that. Get out of here.
But usually,
this is Best Buy.
Like at Target and Walmart, you can give them the other
right.
person's price
they'll
and you
price,
can show it to them and they'll do
match,
it.
Is what
yeah.
You're
oh, yeah.
Price match.
Yeah. Best Buy's not doing that on Black Friday.
But I'm
Friday.
Like, I don't think they do a price match for Black Friday stuff, though. It doesn't seem like
if,
they do that.
If you can even find an employee in Best Buy who isn't homicidal
right.
at like 8 a.m. on Black Friday, you've done something.
They're all
going to
be dressed like Brienne of Tarth.
Yeah. Mostly Black Friday is
I
full
am
of
Brienne
people.
Brienne of Tarth.
Is full of people.
I loved her.
It's like a UN refugee camp. They got the boxes full of the cheap movies, and everyone's sort of clustered around them, like throwing movies up
yeah.
in the air.
No,
yeah,
like
YouTube
trying to find
videos,
the ones they
yeah.
want. Yep. Here's one thing you might want to go to
UN.
Best Buy for. The Xbox is okay. I haven't seen everybody discounting this year, so this may be their deal. Instant Pot. For those of you who can't
who doesn't
cook.
Want Instant Pot?
Yeah.
I want Instant Pot.
No.
You mean the Instapot?
Yeah, no, Instant Pot. Well, it's called Instant Pot. And
it is?
Yeah, it's THC free.
I thought it was called Instapot.
No, it's Instant Pot.
Well, the...
Isn't it Insta with an A?
That's what I'm saying.
Instapot?
Yeah.
I need people near microphones. Is it,
right. Am I not near one? Sorry.
Yeah. No, you are.
I thought there was Insta...
No, instant. Instant space pot.
But there is an Instant Pot, because I have one.
Oh, okay. That's what I'm trying to figure out. Okay.
So this is the Instant Pot Duo Nova, 6-quart, 7-in-1, one-touch multi-cooker, $35 off, $64.99. 65 bucks, good price for Instant
stick
Pot.
Stick some meatballs in there.
Yeah, you can stick all kinds of stuff in there.
I'm biding my time.
Stick my meatballs in that.
Yeah, but you can put eggs in there. You can put all kinds of things in there.
You can put a bird on it.
You can have huevos.
So there's
meatball sauce.
There's two of your traditional Black Friday kings, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Walmart, they got nothing, unless you want the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles arcade cabinet. Best Buy, they got nothing except the Xbox and the Instant Pot.
This is really lame.
And they're nobody's got the free waffle maker.
No. Guess who wins this year? And I am stunned. I am shocked. Because
Cabela's.
Is it a big one? Target?
Because they've always been like a little bit behind everybody else. Target is getting it done.
Well, this is what I was talking about at the very beginning of my show. I've seen them with new deals like every day for like the past week.
Target is absolutely getting it done.
I was
going
to say, I was just at Target and I got a dress markdown like probably 40%.
Yeah.
So they've also got the Instant Pot for $64.95, mm-hmm. Which is a nice thing. They've got the Mario Kart Deluxe version of the Nintendo Switch that you don't want. They are still trying to make Beats by Dre happen.
His and her neck massages.
It's $170 off Beats by Dre.
Maybe that's just my Saturday.
These
night.
Are the big over-the-head ones. Mm-hmm. So, but $170 off, looking like a fool.
You can listen to Beats by Dre.
That's $170 that you can spend on, you know, tracksuits and large gold chains and other things.
No mm-hmm. deals on that go with that. Air fryers or nothing.
Oh, we'll get to that.
We're talking about irrelevant.
Yeah, his and her massager with some Beats by Dre, let's make some Instant Pot.
We got a couple of Samsung
Saturday night
TVs
in the hood.
A 65-inch 4K for $600, a 55-inch 4K for $450. Again, you don't really want these, but they're competitive with Best Buy.
They're throwaways.
The cheap ones
you
are
get it,
all.
You watch a TV show, you throw it away.
The cheap ones are all like Polaroids, and which is not actually Polaroid, and TCL, and. They got a couple of the smaller Samsungs. They got a couple of those. Those aren't bad. So, you know, they're keeping pace with the TVs.
What was that stick that they had on there?
That was the Roku stick.
Well, the Roku's not bad.
But if you got a smart TV, you don't need it.
True. Yeah. But a lot of people like the Roku.
Yeah.
They just like saying that word.
Yes.
I heard that the Roku just went up in price again, so it's going to be like $50 a month.
Oh, snap. Just get a smart TV then.
Now, here's one that I think Daniela will like.
Or is that Hulu?
This is one of the better deals that I've seen. And Daniela.
Say, if that's Hulu, I'm canceling my
I know you can speak to this.
What's that?
This is a Nikon D3500 DSLR camera.
Yes.
With a camera, a 16 millimeter lens, mm-hmm. a 70 to 300 millimeter zoom lens, mm-hmm. and a camera bag.
Mm.
$400.
I mean, I guess with all the lenses, I'm really out of the loop on camera stuff, so I don't, once I got an iPhone, it was like, what's a camera?
That is a savings of $450.
Yeah. You know who has deals like that? Sometimes bundled deals or home shopping networks do that a lot.
And it's like,
holidays.
Even if you're not that excited about the body of the camera, like the lenses for $400.
Are they all Nikon lenses?
Yes, they're Nikon lenses.
And now they, okay.
So
see, it's nice if you're into photography.
Yeah. It's in one-stop shop. You get everything you can need.
Nikon makes some decent, not like top quality, like best in the world, but they make decent lenses.
Well, no, I mean, that's going to be, it's not going to be like your pro level.
A lot of people say they're photographers and you're like, they do crap. But if you're really into photography, you need to, they're picture people.
Yeah.
They're not photographers.
They're photographers they're like I'm an Instagram model.
Yeah. Mm. Amazon Kindle, $45 off.
Wait, you're not an Instagram model?
It's like books. And $45 off the Amazon Kindle. It's like books.
What's that?
Without all of that book mess.
I never understood that.
No one really wants that book mess hanging around the house anymore.
That was like something you would get for your parents a number of years ago, right?
The wife has one. No, the wife uses one of those.
Wizard tip calculator.
I have a Nook, a Barnes & Noble Nook.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
But it's also 8 years old, and it works great.
Similar to a Kindle?
Yeah, my aunt has a Kindle. She's into it.
My mommy got it for me.
I do Kindle, and I can read the Kindles on my you download the free Kindle reader for your laptop or for your PC.
Mm.
You don't need the Kindle.
So the arcade one-ups, they've got those. And they've got Pac-Man and Marvel Super Heroes, which is a Capcom fighting game. It has Marvel. Marvel vs. Capcom in here. The X-Men 4-player game, some other stuff.
Great game.
These are $250. Now, normally the arcade one-ups are $199, but these have higher quality 17-inch LCD screens on them.
Yeah, so you're paying for the screen mostly because you can get these games anywhere now. Yeah.
Wait,
and
do they
you
have
can usually get like 100 of them on a disc.
Yeah, you can play these for free on your computer if you know where to look.
Yeah.
Wait, but do they have any with the OLCD screens though? Like that's what's really
no. But if you want to have like the cabinet in your house and be like,
right,
oh, look at this,
art.
You know.
You're buying a piece of art.
But the other side of it is, it's going to be at the yard sale, like, in 2 years.
Because
you're going to be like...
Along with everybody's paint night paintings.
Well, yes. Why is this
thing
still here?
There's one of those in my office we don't know who it belongs to, and we're, like,
they're
too guilty to throw it
over
out.
I called this years ago with my friend. I was like, you watch. A couple years, you watch how many of these things start popping up at the thrift stores. Mm-hmm. And every time I go now, there's, like, a stack of them.
Of paintings that were done
by
people online.
Yeah, they go to
paint
night when they go to have a glass of wine, and they're going to go painting.
I did it once.
Just paint.
Right.
Why do you got to go somewhere and
it's
paint?
It's fun and you wine. And you have some wine and socialize. That's what they should call it, wine and socialize.
Right.
And then we're going to finger
paint.
Which
is called a bar.
Which is pretty much it.
I only like those when you see the picture of the person that was just like, screw it. Like everybody else drew a mountain and they drew Batman.
I drew a picture of me drinking wine and everybody got angry. It was supposed to be the mountains.
So
like,
the
it doesn't
cheap...
matter. It's going into the yard sale pile anyway.
That's right.
The cheap Blu-rays.
Give me another bottle.
Always a sign that a movie is not selling well.
Yes.
When they've got the $9 Blu-rays, it's like, we need to get rid of these.
When you're single digiting.
Like, which is what most of the stuff actually is. Mm-hmm.
And by the way, all of these movies will be gone by like 10 a.m. on Black Friday. Like, they'll be sold out. Spider-Man Far From Home, $9.
No bad. No
bad. Yeah, it was okay.
It just came out.
Just came out, though.
Just came
crazy,
out.
Crazy, like less than, so not even 6 months.
$9.
Somebody probably accidentally added an extra zero to the end of the number of copies that were to be ordered of that.
Yeah. Well, that would be someone over Disney shipping, probably.
Right, that's what I mean.
Here's the new Men in Black movie, again, $9. Nope. Us, $9.
Yeah, that one's new,
that
too.
Weird. I don't know what that is.
Yeah. But I think,
I know what that is.
I think, which one is that? Was that Key or Peele?
Peele.
Yeah.
Pretty good.
Oh, is that horror movie where it's the same person? Like you're,
Yeah. No.
You're not doing nothing.
Here's another one. Rocket Man, $9. Yeah.
Oh,
didn't hate it.
I didn't see it.
Didn't hate it.
I wanted to see it. Not worth seeing.
I wanted
is it wrong
to see it?
That I'm surprised it's not six?
Oh, wow. I was going to say my mom.
Chris, I'll go in on it with you. 4:50 each.
Nice.
You have to get up at 5 o'clock in the morning to go for
Black Friday. We'll have to go to Nashua, too, so we don't pay sales tax.
Great idea.
My mom almost rented that from Amazon for $6 the other night, so I'm really glad she didn't now, knowing she could own it for $3 more.
Mm-hmm. Shazam, $9.
Shazam?
Yeah.
Shazam?
You know what else they somehow ordered?
Shazam was good, actually. I like Shazam.
You know what else they ordered too much of?
Shazam. Oh, no. Shazam.
Yeah, all right.
And this is kind of surprising. Even, John Wick 3.
Or something?
Yeah. I didn't see it.
John Wick 3, $9. Like, go buy John Wick 3 for $9 because that's a good movie.
$3?
Does it matter if you haven't seen 1 and 2?
John Wick 3.
You actually have to see 1 and 2 to understand what's happening in 3.
I'm good then, thanks.
Yeah, no, they're all fun.
I'm not really in the mood for a John Wick marathon.
Yeah, not really.
20% off select Lego sets.
I'll take his word for it that he's upset his dog.
Another movie with Keanu Reeves hiding his homosexuality.
Or excuse me, $20.
Hey, he has a girlfriend. They're cute.
$20 select Lego building sets, including Jurassic
favorite?
Park.
I was going to say,
Velociraptor
Derek's getting excited.
Escape.
Nice.
And I like this set, actually. This is the Lego City Harvester.
Are you going to buy a set, Derek?
And it's a flatbed truck with, like, a combine.
Yeah, it is cool.
Harvesting combine on the back of it. That's a great toy for a kid.
Yeah.
For a kid?
Yeah. Go get that toy for a kid.
Not for you.
Hint, hint.
No.
Taking notes over here.
You're not really passionately talking about Legos.
Actually,
what's cool next to it, the giant Jenga?
Giant Jenga.
That's pretty cool. Have you played giant Jenga? It's pretty awesome.
How big is giant? Like bricks?
Breweries all have them.
Yeah, the kid's like as big as the Jenga. They had these at like this bar I went to. It was awesome. They had like the Connect Four. They had the giant Jenga.
Dispensaries have them.
Yeah, they had a bunch of cool stuff.
Not dispensaries, sorry, breweries.
Oh, they do?
I was going to say.
Wrong
It'd
one.
Be really funny to watch a bunch of high people play it inside of a dispensary.
We should go get a hookah and play Jenga.
They're just looking at me like, the that bar. Tower, man.
They show a young child, I would say probably 7 or 8, playing
smoking
with this.
Smoking a bowl, playing Jenga.
Winston, you know the
Is
problem
Is there any
here.
Other way to play Jenga?
you know the problem here. The size of the giant Jenga piece is just big enough to be a deadly melee weapon in the hand of a 7-year-old.
Or a 48-year-old.
Yeah.
The back half of Home Depot was like a Jenga wonderland.
Right. Yeah,
have fun.
I know. But if you're an adult at the dispensary.
See what I did? I infected
playing Jenga, and you get whacked with a Jenga piece, you probably deserved it, and, you know, no one's pressing charges.
More Moby Grape for you.
This is something that the children will be using to send each other to the hospital.
Yes.
Really not for small kids.
You mean what?
Which basically, that renews my faith in humanity.
Hatchimals are half price if you need
what
to get...
What are those?
That's
what they are.
It comes in an egg.
Yeah.
And
it's hatchable?
You got to wait for the egg to hatch to find out what's inside.
Like with what? Light or something? Heat?
No, it just does it on its own. It's
so
electronic.
It's like the old electronic thing that kids used to carry around.
They're about
the
70s? Foot high.
No, there's like prizes inside.
Yeah.
Oh, all right.
So the thing hatches.
It's like those Kinder eggs, but with toys instead of food.
Yeah, okay.
And then your child is disappointed by what's inside and says, go get me another one. That's how that toy works. Brilliant, actually.
Molly, you have to buy the kid a lot of games, I think.
If I was a small boy.
Yeah, Legos.
You're not?
There's a very happy...
I'm a large boy.
I'm guessing this kid's about 5.
I'm a big boy.
I'm a big boy now.
Oh, God, stop.
No.
Stop.
He's younger. He's about 3.
Hey, you're saying 3?
I say the kid's about 3 because my buddy has that exact toy for his son. It's a lot of fun. I'm not saying I haven't played with
it.
So
you know the scale?
Yeah,
that kid's about 4, I'd say.
There is a G.I. Joe back from the 1980s, a G.I. Joe aircraft carrier, which is the holy grail for toy collectors.
Right. Yeah.
Because it's, I believe, 7 feet long.
Yeah.
And came with planes and it's ridiculous.
And damn near 2 inches thick.
This is probably the most impressive toy I've seen since then.
Yep.
This is the Hot Wheels Super Ultimate Garage. And they're not kidding. It's about 2.5 feet high, 3 feet high.
Pretty big.
It's got ramps going down it so that the cars can race around it.
You could use that at the dispensary, too.
It's so funny that it's like this cool garage.
You can have your hashish go down the dispensary and the
garage
down the ramps.
And I'm guessing you can get, it looks like it's got an elevator in it that just spirals the cars up to the top.
That screw brings the cars up to the top. And then automatically launches them.
There was a version
down.
Of that when I was a kid.
I was just going to say, I feel like
it was
they
a
had
smaller
that in the
scale.
80s.
Yeah. This thing is.
Because my brother had that. Yeah.
This thing is huge. And if you have a kid that's like into Hot Wheels.
Oh, yeah.
This is the best Christmas present ever. This is like.
If you have a kid that's into Hot Wheels in 2019, I'd like to see that child. Because I believe they exist anymore.
Kids still love diecast cars.
Do they really?
Yeah.
And this is $80 off. It's going to set you back $119 or $120, but. This is a super impressive toy.
Well, the other thing to add about diecast cars is they're still cheap. You can still buy like a Matchbox or Hot Wheel for like $1.
And I got to believe you could get some like 70 Matchbox cars onto this.
So when you got some kid that's in the store that's fussing or whatever, you can just toss a toy in there that's $1.
Or if like a kid gets paid what kids get paid by like their grandmother or something, it's like, here's $1. What are they going to buy?
Yeah.
One thing I don't recommend.
You got to get a better grandmother.
Only at Target, half off.
Mine bought me scratch tickets.
Nice. Half off Baby Alive, my super snacking baby. And my problem with this.
Super snacking baby.
You kind of need to see the photo.
She's She looks like she likes to eat. That's a healthy
to
baby.
Understand.
I used to have a doll like that named Susie something.
To understand what's wrong with this, this is a baby doll with a functional mouth. And
oh, come on.
Yeah, no, that's what that is.
Yeah.
And in Christmases past, variations of this toy and girls with long hair have led to terrible outcomes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yes,
tears
they have.
And a
I
trip
can vouch
to
for
the
that.
Barbershop.
Oh.
And the little girl now has very short hair because the snackin' baby with the functional mouth ate the rest.
I'm concerned too about where does the food go / how do you get it out?
I don't know. Carrots, carrots
does it
and
come
peas.
Out, whatever
seems to me it should just
There's
come with corn.
There's something rotten in that snackin' baby.
Yeah, seems to me it should just come with corn.
Starting to get a little ripe.
I was gonna say that's the other thing I was thinking is the child would theoretically be like, oh, she likes to eat and feed her actual food. And then there's just rotting vegetables inside of the stall.
You got to overturn that baby.
My first Mercedes SUV for your small child.
We need that like another whole ad.
Save $75.99.
Let me guess what kind of child you'll be creating when you buy them a remote Mercedes as a kid.
Nothing says I love you on Christmas like
the coolest kid ever.
Like a bougie electric SUV. We also have, because this is a good idea, an electric scooter for the kids. Because, you know, old scooters aren't dangerous enough. Let's put the small child on something that they can't control, that they need balance and coordination to operate.
Yeah.
Helmet sold separately.
Yes, the helmet is...
Yeah, because that's certainly not required.
And it's on sale. Weighted blankets. Can someone explain the weighted blankets? This is like the latest millennial stupidity.
It holds you in, and it makes you feel very at ease with yourself as you sleep.
It's like a Thunder shirt for a dog.
I think it's essentially the same. Yeah, it's like a snuggle without actually snuggling.
It makes you feel warm and safe and loved just the way I would make Jennifer feel.
So does mescaline.
Just reach out to me. I'm here for you, Jennifer.
Yeah, life isn't about feeling warm and safe so you can You can put your weighted blanket inside the mouth of the baby, baby barely alive there.
Are you a sheet guy or a blanket guy?
Derek, I can't see what you're looking at.
He is a sheet guy.
A sheet guy? You would not like the weighted blanket.
Hog sheets and I hog the blanket.
How heavy are the blankets?
Every lid has a pot.
These are
39 pounds.
They are weighted.
They are various weights.
These are 12 pounds.
12 pounds. Okay, thank you.
$30.
I like mine at least 230 pounds.
I was going to say, right?
$30 if you want those. That's,
I like mine
to be equal to the weight of the world that I carry on my shoulders.
Also at Target, Roombas. But we've already talked about, you want the shark, right?
Yeah,
so they have got the Target exclusive model, which I think is made out of low impact plastic or whatever they do with it. That's $250. That's $100 off. The normal model that everyone has is $279. And that's $279 everywhere. Or you can get the shark. Which page is the shark
get
on?
Get the shack, kid.
You can get the shack for $179.
Shark in the water.
I'm getting the shark.
You're in the water.
If I'm getting anything, no, Molly, I'm not getting the shark. You know what you're getting? Exercise. Because you need that.
Oh.
Oh, man. Oh. Really?
Yeah.
That's rude.
I'm not being rude. I'm saying that, like, you know.
I'm on Molly pelvic rest, you jerk. I know. I can't do a lot of exercise right now.
She's with your child.
Oh.
Be nice.
We're not getting a Roomba.
No, I don't want a Roomba.
We get the Shaq.
She's been big.
If you already got her the Roomba, I'll have the Roomba.
You got to get the Shaq.
She's going to Roomba you in your sleep if you're not
mop
careful.
Mop your own floors is what I'm saying. And then what else have we got? We got an Xbox One S deal over here at Target as well. And this is the S, okay? This is the lower quality one out of the two.
Sucky.
Yeah. doesn't do 4K.
Call it the
if you don't
suck box.
If you don't have a 4K TV, it doesn't matter. But I mean, this is actually a pretty darn good deal on this. Everybody who's doing an Xbox S deal has a game that comes with it, and it's $199. The Target version of the deal, $199. You get Jedi Fallen Order free with the game, which is a game that everybody wants, and you get a $40 Target gift card.
Nice.
So you can go out and you can buy another game.
And also a weighted blanket
to
hug you in the evening.
You can get a weighted blanket while you play your Jedi Fallen Order on your new Xbox. I don't know what poopy, pooey, pooeyton is.
Oh, yes, you do.
No, I really
don't.
Oh,
yes, you do.
But it's $30 off. So... Poopsie, pooey, pweetin, what? I don't know what this is.
Poopsie, pooey, putton?
I have no idea. I don't even know how you pronounce this.
It's pweetin.
That is the epitome of marketing expertise. Mm. They've managed to market feces for $39.99.
Yeah. Oh, you know what I think it is?
It's spelled kind of like Louis Vuitton, so is it piton?
I think it's a purse.
All I know is it can go in soup a snacking baby's mouth.
Yeah, because it's like a Louis Vuitton,
yeah.
But it's...
But it's
poops.
It's a white apparently. Poo emoji purse yes. is what it is. It's a white poo like emoji purse.
Exactly. Oh, my God.
What's the market for that?
I don't know, but but kids, if your poo comes out white, call a doctor. That's well, my guess. That's the bad thing.
Is the girl that was in the Mercedes is going to have the poopy Vuitton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That brings us to the end
of the... The girl in the Mercedes is going to grow up to be a poopy Vuitton.
That brings us to the end of the big three. And out of the big three, Target is the only one that's really got anything compelling at all on offer. And believe me when I say it gets worse from here on in.
Or, what I like to call it, is Tajay.
Or maybe it just gets bizarre from here on in, but it gets something. And when we come back after a quick break, we will take a look at the retailers that this is your probably last chance to shop them. Go shop them this Christmas because come 2020, they're going to be gone. We'll be back right after this on WMFO Medford. Some recommendations for holiday gifts this holiday season. Give the gift of music and some of today's new top hits.
Hello again. Welcome to Heartbeat City.
Hello.
The new album from The Cars, featuring the hit single and video You Might Think. Available now on Elektra Music, Ascents, and Records.
You might think it's foolish. This chance to rendezvous. You might think I'm crazy. All I want is you.
Edgar Allan Poe created tales of mystery and imagination in the 19th century. And now, 100 years later, the 20th Century Records has breathed a pulsing beat of life into the body of his work. The Alan Parsons Project, Tales of Mystery and Imagination, is a record album that will live in your memory forever.
What seemed like light years ago has finally become a reality. The long-awaited new album from Boston.
I'm gonna take you by surprise and make you realize I'm better. I love you.
6 years in the making.
We're ready.
Third stage is the unmistakable sound of Boston.
We're ready.
Experience a bold musical statement from Boston as you journey into life's third stage. A massive undertaking is now a masterpiece. Third stage from Boston. Available on MCA compact discs, Hi-Q cassettes, and albums.
Car stereo, Janet?
Oh, it sounds wonderful, Brad.
I know. You see that star up there, Janet?
Uh-huh.
Well, that star reminds me of your left dimple.
Oh, Brad.
And that supernova there?
Yeah.
Well, it's just like the fire in my heart. Oh, Janet.
Brad! What's happening to your tape?
What? No, you don't! Not this time, you carnivorous little sucker! Give it back!
Feed me more tape! Me still hungry!
Brad! Jacket's alive!
Feed me! We need Oxide to live!
I'm so frightened!
If your favorite tapes are getting eaten alive, get a Pioneer Car Stereo with ATSC, Automatic Tape Slack Canceller. It automatically tightens the tape and keeps it from being eaten.
Janet, hide the tapes! I can't control it! Janet!
Janet?
Pioneer, the only car stereo with ATSC, because tapes should be heard and not eaten.
Great Thanksgiving dinners begin with a beautiful turkey from Safeway. In this week's newspaper ad, you'll see a tremendous selection of tender, delicious turkeys at extraordinarily low prices. Riverside Tom turkeys are just 59 cents a pound, and Fresh Armor Golden Star Butter basted turkeys are only 69 cents a pound. There's more. Safeway has Manor House Natural Hens or Toms, Foster Farms Natural Turkeys, even boneless and smoked turkeys, capons, and ducklings. You'll find everything else you need for your table at Safeway at very special prices. Large Zutana avocados are 5 for only a dollar. Kraft Philadelphia cream cheese, 8-ounce size, is only 69 cents. And that versatile dessert topping, Bird's Eye Cool Whip, is only 69 cents for the 8-ounce size. And Safeway has a variety of wines, cheeses, nuts, and flowers. All those festive touches that make a Thanksgiving dinner a special event. You'll find them all at Safeway.
Safeway! Everything you want from a store and a little bit more.
Bay Area and Coastal Safeway stores only.
Have a great Thanksgiving!
Needless to say, the luncheon there under the trees was a great success, and a good time was had by Puritans and Indian alike. Everything came off beautifully, with the exception of one minor catastrophe.
What do you mean you cooked the turkey, Charlie?
Well, I cooked the turkey, that's all.
You put our national bird in the oven, is that correct?
Yeah, well,
and all of us had our mouths set for roast eagle with all the trimming.
Yeah, well,
did a thing like that?
Well, the two birds were lying there side by side.
The turkey was for the centerpiece, Charlie. I mean...
Well, they looked so much alike
we blew it now. They're all sitting down at the table out there.
Yeah, yeah.
Started on their little nut cups. Already. We just have to switch the birds, that's all.
Yeah, well...
Serve them turkey instead of eagle. But it's kind of scrawny looking, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I thought I'd stuff some old bread in it and make it look a little fatter.
You do that, okay?
Okay.
This is the sound of salmonella gyrating on your undercooked chicken. And it looks like Mom might be taking it out a little early. Don't let salmonella get funky with your chicken. On average, 1 in 6 Americans will get a foodborne illness this year. So use a thermometer to cook each type of meat to the right temperature. Keep your family safe at foodsafety.gov. Brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council.
WMFO Medford 91.5 FM. It is a Thanksgiving-ing edition of Hear It Wow. Derek Gary and friends bringing you the best in Black Friday deals. Because what you want to do while you're out tonight on Blackout Wednesday is plan your shopping for Black Friday so that you'll know where to go. Important reminder that I have to put out every year. It doesn't matter what time the stores say they're going to open on the website or in the newspaper. They don't open until midnight on Friday in Massachusetts. We invented Thanksgiving, and we're darned if we're going to let a bunch of retailers tell us when the stores are going to be open.
Wait. Well, so midnight on Thursday.
Right. Now, if you live in one of those border communities like New Hampshire, because Maine does the same thing, Rhode Island does the same thing now, too.
Yeah.
But if you live near Maine or Connecticut, or New Hampshire, Connecticut, you can double dip. You can, like, go get the deals on Thursday at 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock, whenever they open, and then go get them at midnight here in Massachusetts on Friday.
Yeah.
Except in Woburn, where they won't let Kohl's open until 10 in the morning on Friday or whatever.
Good.
Yeah. So, there you go.
What would be your favorite snack to bring with you for shopping?
Beef jerky.
Beef jerky?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You stick it in your pants. It's there. Like, you whip it out, eat it.
I mean,
it's like you're going on a camp, hiking trip, yeah.
Yeah, because it's like anything.
Trail mix.
And it's like, it's substantial, and it's filling, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, you can't bring a bag of chips with you shopping.
Not really, because you need both hands for that.
Yeah, they're going to get crushed. Like,
Cliff Bar is good, I think.
I like the Cliff Bar. How about some grapes?
I mean, like, yeah.
If you want, or some carrots.
You know, in the car, maybe, for in between stops. Yeah. Sure. Put a little cooler together, little snacks, maybe some almonds in there.
You don't see too many babies shopping, right? The families kind of leave the babies home for these Black Friday deals.
Yeah, no.
Are there
a lot
of babies out?
I don't know.
I don't go.
I saw somebody changing a newborn baby that they probably just gave birth to 10 minutes ago in a store. I was like, really? That child is fresh out the box, lady.
Were they in the bathroom
shopping?
Or were they in the store?
This was in a Savers. I'm like, who's changing a baby in a Savers?
Wow. You know what you see?
An infant into a Savers. Ugh. What's wrong with you?
This is one of your signs that there's going to be violence on Black Friday, is a suspiciously large number of men in their 20s.
Yeah.
Men in their 20s.